My name is Joanne Leach Larkey, and you would consider me a local historian. The first people that we know of living here would have been the native population. They had a very highly developed system of using the native plants and trees, and also the animals and the birds and the fish. I think that we're only now coming to appreciate how well developed their system of working with nature was. During the period that Mexico owned what was earlier called Alta California, they made large land grants to encourage settlement, and some of those were given to some of the very earliest American pioneers. Some of them were from farming families, so they knew about agriculture. And I think they came first with cattle and horses, which were the big items of trade at that time, and then gradually developed growing grains and growing fruit trees. It's my understanding that William Gordon and his family came to Cache Creek in the summer in July of 1842. And they'd been granted the land and approved by the General Assembly of Alta California. And they were coming here to occupy it. The Bancroft History of California, which is 31 volumes or more, said that there was no place except for Sutter's Fort, which was there earlier, mentioned more often in the Sacramento Valley between 1840 and 1843 than Gordon's Rancho. It was just kind of a natural gathering place because of the terrain and the location and the geography. I've always felt that it's important for people to know a little bit about the place where they live. I think it gives them much more a sense of belonging to a community, and it also gives them an appreciation for what's gone before.